Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
23 after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There are at least two school principals in the news today. We're going to start off with a pleasant story and end with an unpleasant story. The first one is actually a parody. A principal who has sung a parody of an Adele song to announce snow cancellations. Let's grab hold of this. Listen to this.
Hello.
All right, I think we've heard enough of that. We got the gist of it. Another principal with not such a good story. Lady that was the principal of one of the four elementary schools in Indianapolis, actually a suburb of Indianapolis. They had some snow there, and last night, at the end of school yesterday, she was outside with the students as usual. Somehow or other, a bus was loading children, and it got into gear, and it lurched forward. The principal pushed the kids out of the way. She got run over and killed. And you wonder how,
she died a hero, though.
Yeah,
really? She saved those kids.
And the kids had done something. There's another thing that's online that we played actually a little earlier from the children in the school who last year had dedicated moments to her because she was so good. And the children did a video to thank her for being such a wonderful principal, that sort of thing. That's an instinctive kind of thing.
Parent. It makes you wonder how you would act in an emergency run or do you go towards the problem?
All right. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from the band ESB Entertainment. They were traveling this past weekend and their RV got stuck in a blizzard on the highway in Kentucky. They used a GoPro camera to have some fun and record a parody of the song Stuck on the Highway with You. You got to see the video from the GoPro. But
Jerry Rafferty stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. This is the audio from the video of the day.
I don't know why we traveled tonight. We knew the weather, it wouldn't be right. I'm afraid we'll have to camp on the road. 6 hours we've been here in this cold.
That's awesome.
Well, we started out this morning just moving like a traveling band. Truck started sliding, now nobody's smiling. Please, hope we don't freeze.
You got one guy playing guitar, another guy on a sax, and the two singers, the guy and the girl. And then two people playing percussion on iPads.
Yeah, cool. All right, so one more. Richie, play I Shot the Sheriff song you had. Did I ask you for that earlier? I think I did.
You did, but hold on a minute. Let me get that.
Just see if you can find it for a second. I just want to underscore something that's going on in Roberta's hood. There is another story. And we like to tell stories with music wrapped around them. So we got a couple of examples of that here. And then this story from New Orleans. You got to wonder sometimes what goes on. How many times a day does this happen in New Orleans? A deputy was shot 5 times there yesterday in a drug raid.
We can hardly find it.
9 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book.
Tucker snatches it. It's good. It's good. Yes, it is possible to shoot with
So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
You can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket. Yeah!
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Beth emailed us to say she wants to start a business, but a little voice keeps telling her she's not ready.
We shared 4 things with her that will also help boost your confidence. First, don't expect perfection. There will be things you aren't good at. Do what you do well and let others help.
Second, rebut the cruel inner critic. When that little voice tells you what you don't know, remind yourself of what you do know.
Third, be your best friend. You tell your friends what they need to hear in a caring way. Offer yourself suggestions in the same manner.
Fourth, meditate. When you go to bed, focus on 3 things you did well that day. Not only is it a great way to end the day, it leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.